Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's June 10th, 2021. The time is 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Alex Sandberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'd like to ask the recording secretary, Marion Edain, to please call the roll.
I will do so, having finally found the right link. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Griggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. I presume Jose Gutierrez is not here. Okay. Heather Gray.
Excuse me. Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark present.
Good. Ali Lexa sent an email asking for an excused absence for medical purposes. So I take it Ali is not here. Thomas O'Rourke. Thomas O'Rourke? I hear nothing. Okay. Jim Osborne?
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer? Ralph Pointer? Okay, we'll get back. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Good. Beth Van Gunten.
Present.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Okay, I'd like to go back and check on Thomas O'Rourke. Okay, I hear nothing. Let's see, and Ralph Pointer. Again, I hear nothing. Okay. To the officers, Lydia Brazon. Lydia? I'm not hearing Lydia. Anita Sims. I'm not hearing Anita. Alina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Good. I assume Arthur Schwartz is not for the moment. John Tatum. John Tatum, you were here a minute ago. John Tatum? No. And I am here. Okay, you are muted, but I see your image, so I will presume you are present, John Tatum. Okay, so we have Thomas O'Rourke and Ralph Pointer not responding.
Thomas O'Rourke emailed me. He needs an excused absence.
Okay.
And who's the other person who's not responding?
Ralph Pointer.
Well, Ralph will probably be on later.
Chair, this is James.
James?
I wanted to let you know that Anita had contacted me earlier and said she would not be here tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
We still have outstanding the status of Mr. Gutierrez. I think we were supposed to have a meeting to resolve it. We have not had that meeting yet. So, let's ask for him to be excused for this meeting as well.
Ralph is in the waiting room. He's trying to get in.
Didn't know there was a waiting room on this thing.
Alex, this is Heather. I wanted to say that Ursula and I were planning on meeting with Jose. We've not been able to do that yet, but we should be doing that soon. I just want you to know.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. I have some information on that too. I did call Jose. I was able to communicate with him. And I told him that, I informed him that Ursula and Heather will be reaching out to him.
Okay. So, people that we need to excuse tonight are Jose, Ali, and Thomas. Can I get a motion to that effect?
So move, Lawrence.
Second.
Jim. We have a second from somebody who did that. Try to identify yourself for the secretary's, of recording. Okay, are there any objections to that, to excusing those people? Okay, so that's done. Okay, so the next item is timekeepers. Who would like to identify to be timekeeper for people for this meeting? Anybody?
James.
Okay, very good. Who would like to volunteer to be timekeeper for topics?
This is Lyndon, I'll do that.
Lyndon, okay, terrific, thank you. Okay, so the next item is agenda approval.
This is Lydia, just to let you know I'm on the line. Thank you, I'm going to mute.
Okay, great, Lydia. Okay, so here's the draft agenda. First item is agenda approval, 5 minutes. That's followed by minutes approval from the meeting of June 3rd. That's a 3-minute item, followed by a report from the interim executive director, 10-minute item, followed by a report from the interim chief financial officer, that's another 10-minute item. And then I have a report from the national election supervisor who has been invited to join us this evening. And then we go to unfinished business, and there's a motion that we have to return to about hiring. It's another 10-minute item, and then we adjourn. Before we vote on that, I'd like to make one change in order. I'd like to have the motion on the hiring of essential staff placed before the report from the National Election Supervisor. That's to accommodate her schedule. She won't be able to join us till about 9:30 or so.
Lawrence to the stack chair.
Okay, so before we start discussion, can I get a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
This is James for the stack also, please.
Again, before we start discussion, can I get a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
Well, there's a motion that's missing, Chair. That's why.
Route there.
Okay. Lawrence, are you informing me that we need some other motion?
Yeah, remember the motion that we didn't get to in closed session in regards to KPFT? It was on the agenda. And
this is about the open session. We're not doing closed session.
Oh, this is an open session. Okay, I apologize for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Julie. I move we adopt the agenda.
we adopt the agenda. Do we have a second?
I second that. This is Lyndon. I second it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now you can discuss whatever you want to do about the draft agenda. Does anybody want to offer any amendments or additions or anything?
This is James. May I be recognized?
James?
Yeah, as I told you, Anita will not be here, so we don't need number 5.
Okay, we can remove that from the draft agenda. I don't think there's any controversy over that. Anybody else? Okay, so, so is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
James, so moved.
And do we have a second?
Lauren seconds.
Okay, is there any objection? Okay. Do we have now the minutes from the June 3rd meeting? Are they available?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina?
Yes, they are available. Both the open session minutes are available, and I emailed them this morning to the whole board.
Okay. Does anybody have any corrections to propose to those minutes? Okay, seeing no corrections, those minutes are approved. And I guess we're going to go to the report from our IED, Lydia Brazone. Lydia?
Hi. Okay, so there was a charge that came up a few days ago. I'm confused. Anyway, in looking into it, because I'm trying to look for the name of it now, but anyway, looking into it, I discovered that we have the paintings that some of us remember at the Nakapon property, which was the national office at one point. There was a donation to the Pacifica Foundation of some paintings, and they apparently were put after the building was sold, they were put into a particular type of storage for paintings, presumably, to preserve them. And, so we are paying several $100 for that storage. And, so that's what I was looking into. So it turns out that, and this is according to the business manager at KPFA, that there's an appraisal somewhere that they're worth $100,000. Now, I recall back in 2017 that our Bank of America specialist at that time had said that in 2013 or 2012 that Sotheby's had offered 20. So there's a large discrepancy between those two. So I've asked Maria to see if she can get me that $100,000 appraisal. It's for a very specific taste in terms of those paintings. It's a series of paintings. And so once we get that, we can see like maybe have some kind of an online auction, I would hope. To see, because it doesn't make any sense to pay storage. When we had the national office in Berkeley, we didn't have to pay storage. It was just stored there. So, but this is a whole different situation. We also don't know who has the keys. The LSB member who set it up apparently, is no longer with us. So there you go. So that's all the little things that I'm researching. So what happens is that any charge that I don't recognize, then I try to do my best to delve into it, and this is how we have been able to avoid paying for things that we were no longer using, and so on and so forth. And so in this case, again, unbeknownst to us, we've been paying storage for these paintings. So hopefully we can have a good auctioneer auction these off and bring in some much needed donations or purchase actually that would go into our coffers. Okay. That's all I have, by the way. So okay. Questions.
Thank you. We have a few minutes for questions.
Lyndon for the stack.
Is that Lyndon?
Yes.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, Lydia, when you said the person is no longer with us, is that like in an eternal sense or just not on the board?
Passed away.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody
James?
Else? James?
Do we have any record of who the gift was made to? Was I think you said it was made to Pacifica, not to any station?
Right, that was before my time, but I've also asked that question. I think we can... right, it was made to Pacifica, but we can track that down. I think I even knew it at one time. My Gmail doesn't go back that far, but back in 17, we knew that, and in, like I said, 2012, 2013, when Bank of America asked Sotheby's to possibly take it on, and the ED at that time did not respond to Sotheby's, but again, the discrepancy in valuation is part of the issue, and then we need to find that bequested documentation, obviously, as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, we're moving very rapidly tonight. If that's all there is, we can go on to the next item on the agenda.
Chair, this is Lyndon. I'd like one more question.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes. Will Lydia, will you be able to answer questions in closed session?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, thank you. And Chair, will there be time for that?
In closed session?
Yeah.
I mean, we can make time for it.
One.
We haven't adopted the agenda yet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so the next item is there was a motion on hiring of essential staff, and we discussed it last week and decided it needed some, a little bit more work. But I think we have, an improved version. Who would like to read the motion? We got the sponsors of the motion were Mr. Reyes, Mr. Lark, and Mr. Corey. So any one of you is welcome to read the motion.
I can read it if no one objects. I'm not a board member, but this sure. Is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's whereas the KPFK Local Station Board is currently engaged in a bylaws-mandated search for a general manager to fill a vacancy left by the resignation of its general manager, and whereas the KPFK part-time IT staff member resigned requiring a replacement, and whereas it was incumbent on WPFW to convert its contractor position to a regular employee for the board op position, and whereas KPFA needs to fill its morning show replacement position. Oh, sorry, I left out. That was a... Yes, okay, sorry. It was a staff position. It's not replacing the morning show. Okay. Anyway, whereas the waivers for KPFK, WPFW, KPFA to advertise for and fill the aforementioned positions is deemed essential for the station's operations, resolved that the PMB hereby approve the waivers with the clear understanding that these waivers to Pacifica's hiring freeze are limited to the specific position stated above and in no way lifts its hiring freeze.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia. That motion, that is the corrected version. However, what I'm seeing in the appendix to the agenda is the older version. Was the updated version ever sent out with the agenda?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Yeah.
I sent out an updated version of the agenda, including the language that Lydia just read.
Oh, you did? Okay.
It was, yes, I did. Late morning. Or early afternoon, as soon as, maybe about 15 minutes after I got it from Lydia. So, afternoon. Replying to the same email, you should be able to find it with an edited subject line. It says updated. So open and closed agendas for today's meeting.
An older version of
the agenda. Okay. Jim Osborne with a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Jim.
Does anyone else getting feedback? It's getting a little difficult for me to hear through the feedback.
Yeah, there's somebody's phone or something. Can everybody mute themselves who's not speaking?
Lydia, it's you. Sorry to say, but it's you. You got to mute yourself, Lydia.
Okay. All right. So that's the motion. Lydia read the motion, but somebody actually has to propose it who's a board member.
Chris Corey, I'll move that motion, and we already have a second because three of us sponsored it.
But just in case, I'll second, Chris's innovation.
You gotta announce it at the meeting. okay. All right, so the floor is open for discussion. Does anybody have questions about the motion or anything, or just want
James
to weigh in on it? Go ahead, James.
I'm just curious, are we anticipating paying the same salaries for these positions? I mean, I know you have to negotiate that, but would that be the objective?
I guess that's a question for Lydia.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
And Lawrence to the stack.
Sure. Lydia, can you answer James' question?
Hi, I had to unmute. Yes, everything has been already budgeted for all of this, including the IT position at KPFK reflects that position being reduced to part-time per a board motion before. But also the what I left out of that, out of there, is that for the KPFA position, it's the morning show producer. I left the word producer out, so somebody has to amend that. Corey? Chris Corey?
So moved, James.
Yeah, thanks. I'll second that.
Are there any objections?
So, okay, if I can just be specific for the secretary. So it would read, whereas KPFA needs to fill its morning show producer replacement position.
To fill its morning show.
Producer is what we're adding between show and replacement.
Producer. Got it.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Jim to the stack.
So let me just check. Are there any objections to that? Small amendment.
Chair, I had asked for the stack before Mr. Osmer.
Okay. I'm hearing no objections to that. That amendment is approved. Lawrence?
Yeah, thank you, and I hope the board members will support this motion because these are essential positions that need to be filled. KPFK, we're in the middle of a GM search. So I'm hoping that my colleagues from KPFK will also support this motion. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? I think Jim, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I'm going to offer a friendly, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to offer a friendly amendment, and to add the word only, after, before the word these on the very last line, so that it's abundantly clear that it's only the positions that are identified therein. So it would say, resolve that the PNB hereby lifts the hiring fees via KPFK, WPFW, and KPFK for the purposes of filing only these essential positions. Or, yeah. So this is, I think the chair raised this point last meeting that we want to make sure that everybody understands that the hiring freeze is being lifted only for these specific positions.
Okay. Do we have
a second? Chris Corey.
Okay, so I've got a second.
Terry intervenes here to ask specifically where you want me to add that.
In front of the, after the word filing and in front of the word these.
Hang on. You're going to have to zero me in on which resolution. Resolved at the PNB.
No, this is on Appendix A. Motion for hiring essential personnel by Reyes, Lark, and Corey.
Yes, yes.
The very last line where you see where it says filling and then the next word is these.
No, I'm not.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Lydia.
Yes, I think Mr. Osborne is looking at the previous appendix.
Yes, I see that correct. Now. I've got the earlier one.
The current, just to be clear, the very last paragraph of the revised motion says, resolve that the PNB hereby approve the waivers with the clear understanding that these waivers to Pacifica's hiring freeze are limited to the specific position stated above and in no way lifts its hiring freeze, which I think captures what Mr. Osborne was trying to say.
I didn't see, apparently I'm using a prior draft of the agenda and of this motion. So, yeah, I'm going to withdraw my friendly amendment.
I'll withdraw the second.
Okay. I never heard actually of withdrawing a second, but let me ask Mr. Tatum.
You just did, Chair.
I want to ask Mr. Tatum about this one. Mr. Tatum?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as withdrawing a second?
No, it's not. And withdrawing the motion wasn't necessary in this case because the amendment was not in order because he was looking at a previous version, so the amendment itself was out of order.
Okay, so I could have just ruled it out of order.
Well, the amendment, yeah, would be not germane to the current version. That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that clarification. Any further discussion on this? Okay. So let me ask then, are there any objections to the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion as amended is approved. The next order is a report from the National Election Service. I don't know if she's on the call yet. Felina, could you call Renee and see if we can get on the meeting now?
Sure.
And did let's see. Is everybody else on the call supposed to be on the call? Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I seek recognition.
Yes, Lawrence.
I have to excuse myself. I'm hoping to be back by 7.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Let's hope we get a contract, a fair contract. All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we might have to wait a couple of minutes because I think she was expecting to be on a little. And we kind of got to this item quicker than we did.
Mr. Chair, I'm sure
from
Renee. She'll be on in a few minutes.
Okay, great.
She's trying to make sure.
Okay. This is not a problem we have very often. We get to an item early than we thought we would.
Chair, this is Lyndon. I didn't hear what was said. How long are we going to wait?
I'm here.
Yeah, hi, Renee. Yeah, we're about to have a report from the National Election Supervisor. There's various activities going on that she's handling, and I thought it would be very germane for us to hear from her at this time. All right, let me know when you're ready to give your report, Renee.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were calling on me right now. I'm sorry. I'm a bit late. I've been a bit overwhelmed, but I'm not as prepared as I usually am, but I definitely have three things I'd like to discuss in brief that I'm sure a lot of the PNB want to hear about. First of all, the update on the referendum in terms of how we're doing with ballot requests. I've gotten about 600 so far to date, and approximately 90 of those people, this is really good, you know, good thing, already are on the rolls, meaning that our lists are good, but they've either missed their ballots because it's gone to their spam folder, or they're just bouncing the emails bouncing back for some reason. So anyway, I'm processing these, and just I'd like to say if anybody has, you know, people who haven't gotten their ballots and they filed ballot requests, to just make sure they understand it's not an automated process, and I will get to every single one of them. But the important thing is to just make sure they file it, because an email could get lost in the shuffle at this point. I'm just getting lots and lots of emails. So, but it's going well though. So most of those requests are just people missing their ballots. So that's with respect to the ballots requests. And then in terms of the most recent ruling from the arbitrator regarding the Arthur sent this email correcting the Jane Fonda information, and the arbitrator ruled that New Day should get an additional campaign. I am in agreement with that. However, I think that we need to make sure that misinformation about the validity of the election in terms of messaging that has gone out about Pacifica intentionally removing voters and disenfranchising voters, that a message needs to go out from New Day clearly that this is not the case. This is not happening, because this is in my, you know, is in my purview, because it's about election integrity. And, you know, whatever the outcome is, we want to make sure that there's a trust in the process. And right now, from what I'm hearing from multiple members who have emailed me saying that this election is fraudulent, for a number of reasons, there's a lot, a body, a narrative out there to basically make this referendum, sorry, not election, appear as if it's fraudulent. And that's not right. We have to set that straight. So that's what I have to say about that for the moment. And then the last thing I wanted to bring up, which, I'm managing the delegate election, and I have a team of great local election supervisors at each station. They're very capable. We've gone through training. We're trying to be a little bit more innovative about how we're getting the word out. And we would like to extend the nominations phase for 2 weeks because right now everything's getting mixed up with the referendum. And so we wouldn't shift any other date. We just want to extend the nominations phase an additional 2 weeks so that basically we would accept nominations through the 14th of July. And so I wanted to clear that with the PND, and if anybody sees any problem with that, we haven't made any, there's nothing that has been done official, but I have, you know, kind of notified the, I hear somebody say nominations for what? It's the delegate elections, so local station board positions. So, you know, nine listener members, three staff members at each of the station are running, you know, are up for election from the general membership at each station. And that's pretty much my report. And now I'm open to anybody's questions.
All right, I'll take a stack.
Jim to the stack.
Ron to the stack.
Jim, Ron, who else?
Chris to the stack.
And Jim, Vanessa.
Ron, Chris, Vanessa, anybody else? Okay, we'll start with that. Let me just ask before we start. Renee, do you want the National Board to actually authorize the extension of the timeline for nominations?
I mean, I would think that would make sense.
Okay. So somebody will have to introduce a motion to that effect then as we go along.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Jim.
Hi, Renee. This is Jim Osborne.
Hello.
Hi, I was told unofficially that you had objected to the ad that NDP had proposed that I'll call for the sake of shorthand, the Dragnet ad. And if you have opposed that ad, I'd like to know the reasons why.
The Dragnet ad? I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Are you familiar with the cart that had been submitted recently?
So here is what I have to say about what's happening right now. I'm focused on ballot requests. We had an agreement that the local station board would be allowed one cart, and how whatever the position of the cart was, an equivalent cart opposing it would be allowed. That's as far as it goes, and now everybody's trying to change up the carts, and it's just not, I have to supervise all of this. I have to make sure everything's getting to all of, you know, right now my focus is getting people ballots, and I'm sorry, but I gave everybody ample time starting beginning of March to develop carts, and they refused to work with me on it. So at this point, I really have to put my foot down and say, you have your cart in rotation. I have to focus on getting people's ballots. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be changing up carts constantly at, you know, and, you know, at one point I was like, okay, it could be possible, but then I started thinking about it and I'm like, okay, well then they're going to want to change their cart at this station. Then this other people are going to want to change their cart, so on and so forth. It's, first of all, it's not in my job description, and I just literally don't have the bandwidth. So that's why, you know, and Jan has been text messaging me nonstop, and I'm just like, this has to, you know, let me focus. Because there are more important things at this point. You know, everybody has, they've got their carts on the air, they have their e-campaigns, you know, they have their physical mailers, you know, they have their own personal, everybody has plenty of access. You know, I just, this is just something that it has nothing to do actually with, you know,
recording in progress.
That's my answer. And people can complain, and if they want to try to get me removed for that, go ahead, try. But I'm drawing the line at that point. I just don't have the bandwidth to supervise these changing of carts. I'm sorry.
Okay, Ron, you're next.
Yeah, hi, Norman. Good to hear from you.
Nice.
I know you're working it out. Listen, I just wanted to support your idea of extending the time, the deadline for board applicants. Extending it to about 2 weeks is actually necessary. So I encourage my board members to support that move by you. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Chris, you're next. Chris?
Sorry, mute button. Sorry. What is the deadline for the ballots?
July 7th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Vanessa, you're next.
Hi there. I just want to make sure I understood you correctly. Did you mm-hmm. say that the arbitrator agreed to give New Day an extra campaign? Is that
correct? Yes.
What does that mean?
So basically, we have a one campaign per week limit, and so they would be allowed to have an additional campaign.
And so, do you know why?
It was out of my hands. It was the decision of the arbitrator, and I'm following that decision because I haven't followed it closely. I mean, to be completely honest, I've been focusing on ballot requests. This recently happened like within the past 3 days or 2 days even. Alex brought it to my attention earlier today, and I just thought I needed to make a point to speak to it because it is important. And I know there's some questions about it, but you know, at this point, I think if, you know, there's certain things that, you know, we have an arbitrator for a reason. This is, you know, his ruling. And I think though, other thing, this more important question of election integrity needs to be dealt with at the same time. If they are to have this additional e-campaign.
I could explain this a little bit if you want.
Okay. Also, Alex, could you explain what that is? Literally, what is an extra e-campaign?
One more opportunity to do a mass mailing to the members.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what happened was that there was a situation in which the New Day people claimed they had an endorsement from Jane Fonda. We subsequently learned that that was not the case, quite the contrary. And they were asked by Arthur Schwartz to correct that in a future mailing. They never made that correction. And so as a result, Arthur, on behalf of Pacifica, sent out a mailing to the membership this past Sunday explaining the situation about the falsification of the endorsement of Jane Fonda. That subsequently triggered an objection from the New Day people to the arbitrator, and the arbitrator ruled that the email that went out in the name of Pacifica was improper, and that as a result, New Day would have an opportunity to have one extra email to make up for that. I don't agree with the arbitrator's ruling in that case, but that's what it was. And I think Renee is trying to explain the situation in somewhat more general terms. It's that there has been, whatever side you land on in this referendum debate, there has been a persistent narrative from the New Day side that the election is rigged, that it's corrupt, and that people are being screwed out of their votes. And this is really undermining to the whole election process. It's undermining to Pacifica, and it has to stop. So
Alex, I'm sorry. I
agree with that. So that's where we're at.
So I just wanted to ask you a follow-up question. So is the extra mailing supposed to be specifically for the purpose of retracting the lie that they sent, or they can just say whatever they want to say?
Well, so this is where, this is my, this is the first time I'm speaking on it. I haven't even put this in writing, because it's fresh to me. And I'm, you know, as I explained at the beginning, I'm a little overwhelmed. But I will get to it. And the way that I'm planning on formulating it is that they can make their mailer, whatever content they want to include, but this has to be at the top. They have to just very clearly, it'll be like a little disclaimer. You know, I'm not going to ask them to just to do a whole, you know, but I, it does need to be stated. It has to be reasonably, you know, I haven't written it. I have not written, what I would request them to include. But I do think that, you know, for me would address really what I think is a more important issue than the Jane Fonda signature, honestly, in my opinion, you know. So it'd be kind of, remedying both things at the same time, in a sense, complying with what the arbitrator, you know, wants to happen, and then also what I, as election supervisor, think needs to happen in terms of salvaging this election, you know. Sorry, it should say referendum. The integrity of this referendum. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack here?
This is Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon, go ahead.
Thank you, Renee. I was made aware of what may be a campaign violation here in Houston, about one week ago,
yeah,
on the air. And I wondered if that had been brought to your attention. And if so, what remedy have you come up with?
Yeah. So it was brought to my attention by the GM, and, you know, the committee listened to the audio, and basically, the GM was just waiting for me to say to basically preempt the airtime, of this program. And that's the remedy. And beyond that, it would be what I was also proposing. We just have to measure the amount of time that was spent pushing, for one side or the other, and then replace it with the contrary position, with programming that already exists. We actually have plenty of archive material we can pull from at this point. From all the debates that have happened, if anything more than just pulling the program, because pulling the program is already a big deal. And the committee seemed to think that was sufficient. But again, this is something that just happened, and literally, like right before this call, I just received an email from the GM again, because I think the program airs tomorrow. So he just
Correct.
Needed to to get confirmation from me that, you know, just a clear directive that it would be removed, basically.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Yeah, this is James.
James.
I just wanted to get a little clarity about the content of the extra email that New Day is going to get. I think you said that at the top of it, it has to correct the question of the Jane Fonda endorsement.
Well, no, the Jane Fonda endorsement has passed at this point, and that would have never been my focus anyway. But what I'm saying, you know, I'm focused on election integrity. That's, you know, there's a lot. I've collected, you know, evidence, and it's very disconcerting, just of a repeated, you know, basically did erosion of confidence in this process. And that has to be, at least at this point, we have to do something to salvage that. That's my focus.
I appreciate that. Could I wanted to try to formulate my question, Chair.
Go ahead.
Sorry, okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No worry. I'm glad you're explaining fully here. So I guess maybe I misunderstood I'm just trying to get a grasp on exactly what the purpose of the extra email is. Apparently it's not to correct the Jane Fonda endorsement question. They can do anything they want to with it, but you did, is that correct? They can do anything they want. And did you say, or was there something that you were going to say had to be up front in the email or at the top?
Yes. Correcting specific, statements from past campaigns regarding voter disenfranchisement, Pacifica intentionally removing voters, things like that.
I understand.
But yeah, that's what would have to be included. Other than that, it's their e-campaign. They can say what they want in their e-campaign.
And then they can transition into a positive message or about their campaign.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. They can,
I mean, like it, but I got it.
I mean, this is, again, as I said, this is something that I want, that I'm going to propose now. Whether or not it actually happens is something else. And I haven't even written it down. I'm verbalizing it at this point. So it's in record because we're being recorded, but you know, it hasn't been sent to anybody yet.
Let me just make another comment about this arbitrator's ruling. The arbitrator did not rule about the facts surrounding the Jane Fonda endorsement. His ruling simply was about whether it was appropriate for an email blast to go out correcting that endorsement under the imprimatur of Pacifica, and he thought that was improper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that, by the way. I think it's perfectly proper for Pacifica to have sent that out, especially after a New Day was given an opportunity to make the correction themselves and they did not do it. But that was the ruling. It had nothing to do with the facts of the situation.
Jim, Ron, with a question.
Did not rule.
Ron, with a quick question.
I heard a couple of other people on the stack. Who is this?
Ron, I just had a quick question for Renee regarding the removal of KPFT programmer. My question was, is it a removal or a suspension? That's it. Is it a permanent removal or is it a suspension, a recommended suspension?
Yeah, I, you know, it right now it's that one show on Friday. Now whether or not the thing is, from my understanding, the same program has done this repeatedly in the past. And so, you know, this is something that needs to be looked at more closely if we're talking about some more long term. But I don't want to say anything I don't feel prepared right at this point in time to say one way or the other, partially because I haven't had time to just sit and look at the history and with the committee and whatnot. We're literally just looking at what happened this one time. But then I was given the context that this has happened repeatedly. And so, it's, that's problematic, you know? So I don't know. I guess I can't answer you. But I hope that we'll be able to resolve, come to some resolution that's makes sense soon. I haven't had time to sit on the evidence essentially, to review it.
Okay. And one quick question. Are there other cases like this involving other stations, that you're going to be,
not that I know of. Not that I know of. Not right now. That's from this round, this iteration. There have been things that have happened in the past, obviously, but right now there isn't anything equivalent to what just occurred at KPFT. To my knowledge, at least, that somebody's filed, you know, using the complaint form, that we monitor, by the way, with the committee. All of us have access to the back end of when complaints are filed. So from my understanding, unless somebody on this call has something to present, and then I would say, please file the complaint. But, yeah, no, to my understanding, no.
Into the stack.
Thank you.
Okay, I heard Jim. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair, I've had my hand up prior to that.
Dwayne? Okay, Dwayne, go ahead.
10 minutes.
Jim already spoke anyway. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, Renee, I believe that you shouldn't drink the Kool-Aid about whoever's telling you that this is a pattern, because certainly I've been listening to KPFT for over 20 or 30 years, maybe. And I've heard all types of programmers say whatever they want to say during an election, not during an election, not playing cards. And you've had that experience, at least it's been reported to you since you've been the national election supervisor.
Yeah.
So I would say that you ought to be take much caution, mm-hmm, on who has your ear. And if it's not documented, about they have a pattern of doing this, they have a pattern of doing that, because I think in the bottom line of things, we pride ourselves at KPFT and Pacifica with a moniker called free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And free speech can mean a whole lot of different things to a whole lot of people, and I find that free speech means something to one person as long as they say it, and it means a whole different thing when someone else says it. So yeah. I want to caution you about any sanctions that you would make, that you admitted you have not done great due diligence with respect to these allegations and these reports. And I also would acknowledge the fact that you did make a very salient point when the previous director asked you the question about any additional activities similar allegations across the network. And here's the problem, that those monitors and those who would have filed at KPFT, maybe even they're not even at KPFT, but they monitor. And those who make other infractions, the people who should file, don't. So it's not on record. And that's not your fault. That's not your fault. That's their fault. The fact that we've heard allegations and points made about people making certain statements that was inappropriate on the air before the election at various places. So there's documentation and examples there, but moving forward, I just ask you for caution with respect.
Yeah,
to that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, which is why I didn't want to, I can't really respond, because I feel I haven't reviewed all the information, and I have some evidence, which is a clear violation, but I also have other, you know, bits and pieces of things that are coming at me, and I have, and I try to take everything in, but obviously whenever I make some sort of decision, it has to be based on something concrete, you know, not a third person story, you know, something in evidence, you know. And in terms of what you're saying about free speech, I mean, the only times really that I have any have any responsibility of monitoring anything is during, you know, the period of time where the fair campaign provisions take effect, which in this case started on March 8th. So, you know, so I really need to, as you know, close my eyes to everything that was before, but still, I still should be aware of it. you know, because I want to treat that, you know, things are not black and white, you know, and there's gray, everything's gray. So, but you know, one is forced in a sense, I am forced to make rulings that are black and white. So okay.
I want to get to a couple of more quick points before I have to relinquish. And that is, I think you did a fairly good job last year with respect to monitoring and producing competing view shows, what we may not want to call a debate, but we want to call a forum. And I'm not saying that this time around, and I speak to that specifically as I have approached the KPFT manager and indicated to him that we had a 1 hour or 2 hour session for and against, pro and con last year, and I think it went well. I think it was effective, and we don't have that moving forward, and we're weak into the election. So I would like for you to take some proaction, some affirmative action. And he indicated that he would be willing to do it, but he needed some direction.
Okay.
To do it. So you're in agreement with that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, in terms of getting something at KPFT, I was actually looking over the schedule, and it's the only station that hasn't had anything. Well, station has had at least one program. So, great. Yeah. And no, I think it's important at KPFT.
Just
sorry?
To caveat to that, I wanted to point out that I would be available, but also was pointed out to me last year, and I don't want to make that same mistake, that there was no women involved in that process. It was just me and Bill Crozier to make the point. It was me being Bill Crozier. He chose to have a second person, and Ted Leeskow was the second person with me. So I would like to see a format that we do include women in certainly the no position, and I'd like to be included as well. Now, last but not least, I'd like to know the process of getting a ballot when you haven't gotten one. It's been a week since I've made a point that I didn't receive a ballot for this upcoming
election. Did you file a ballot request?
I was told by your automatic mail system to do so, and I did Sunday.
Right?
I did Sunday, and it's Wednesday.
Okay, good.
And
I
haven't received anything, so I'm just concerned that the time.
So last night I sent approximately 300 e-ballots, replacement ballots out, last night, this morning at like 5 a.m. And I would suggest that you check your, spam.
Yeah. Oh, I do. So I wasn't in that.
And check for vote@simplyvoting.com and check also for my email, nes@pacifica.org. But if you filed it, it just might be that you didn't match, your email is not the same email as I have on file. So I have to literally go through every single and search in the database. But as long as it's filed, rest assured, and you have a receipt that it's filed, I have it in my hands.
Okay. I believe that may very well be the case.
Yeah, we're at time.
We have to move on to the next person.
Chair, we're at time for this item.
Can we extend this another 10 minutes? I think there's a few more people who want to ask questions.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
Second, yeah.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. I just want to say that I have been letting people go on longer than usual because we seem to have an abundance of time this evening that we rarely do. And we have the National Election Supervisor here that we rarely have that opportunity either. So, okay, Jim, I think you were next on the stack.
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd like you to extend the same courtesy to me that you did the prior three speakers. Miss Renee, it's Jim Osborne again. This is hopefully just a yes or no question. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to ask for information, okay? Have you personally made any inquiry into any of the so-called celebrity endorsements? I understand there's a brouhaha about the Fonda thing, but there's two parties, two sides to this referendum. And I just want to know, have you seen it as your job to check into the validity of either side's endorsements?
I have not seen it as my job, no.
Okay. You know anybody who has written documentary proof of any endorsements by anyone, any celebrity that they're claiming in their advertising?
Well, I haven't looked for it. I haven't asked for it. So I guess I can't really answer that question because I haven't asked for it. Maybe if I were to ask for it, then I would get it. But I feel like that's not such a fair question because I've never asked. I've never even gone down that route to even ask it, and nobody's presented it to me. So.
Okay. But I'm just asking. I didn't ask if you asked for it. Have you seen it?
I mean, what type of proof would that be? I mean, like, give me an example of what.
And let's say an email from Mr. Jamal. Mr. Jamal has endorsed one side. As far as I know, he's in a prison hospital near death. But maybe not. Regardless, he's in prison. Have you seen an email from Mr. Jamal taking a position on this referendum in 2021?
Well, I mean, as I said, I haven't seen anything from any side that shows has anything to do with, I think Paulina just actually answered your question down there. But this is not something that has been on my radar at all. Checking the validity of the endorsers, nor has anybody presented me any evidence, you know, other than this, you know, recent, you know, Jane Fonda incident, which was, big. And Sabrina's saying yes or no, please. I would say no. Just no. I mean, for all the reasons that I already explained.
Right. And I didn't think it was your job. Like I said, I wasn't trying to make it your job. I was just trying to ascertain the facts. Okay, Renee?
Sure. Yeah. No, I haven't seen.
I know that you're in a difficult spot. I'm not trying to make your life any harder. Okay. Just following up on my last question, on what we talked about earlier, as far as you know, then everybody's just running the first cart that was submitted to you, and there's not going to be any further change by either party on the first cart.
That's yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack? Anybody? Okay. Then, if not, I will say thank you, Renee.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, if you don't get your ballots, thank you. If you don't get your ballots, just please file a ballot request and I promise I will get to you.
I'm one of those people who filed a ballot request, by the way.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day or evening.
We appreciate all the work you're doing, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
We haven't voted on the motion to extend. Hold on.
Oh.
Does somebody want to introduce that motion?
Motion to extend the, yes, I'll put forth that motion.
The nomination period for delegates till July 14th. Yes.
Right, to July 14th for LSB delegates.
Vanessa seconds.
Okay, Vanessa seconds. Are there any objections to that? Okay, so you have the approval of the PNB.
Okay, great. Thank you.
There you go.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Okay. Good
evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I believe we are done for this open session this evening. The time, 9:46. We can adjourn now and reconvene in 5 minutes for the closed session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
James.
Second, Chris.
Okay, are there any objections? We'll reconvene in 5 minutes.